Training. The woman leads Ruby to the box. She places an apple inside. Good girl, Ruby, she says kindly. Don't be afraid. Ruby inspects the box with her trunk. The woman makes a clicking sound with a little piece of metal that she is holding in her hand. She gives Ruby a piece of carrot. Each time Ruby touches the box, she gets a click and a treat. Why is she making that clicking noise? I ask Bob. They do that to dogs all the time, Bob says. I can tell he doesn't approve. It's called clicker training. They want Ruby to associate the noise with the treat, and when she does something they want, they make that noise. Great job, Ruby, says the woman. You're a quick study. After many clicks and carrots, she takes Ruby back to her cage. Why is that lady giving me carrots when I touch the box? Ruby asks me. I think she wants you to go inside, I explain. But there's nothing inside, Ruby says, except an apple. Inside that box, I say, is a way out. Ruby tilts her head. I don't get it. See the picture of the red giraffe on the box? I think the lady is from the zoo, Ruby. I think she's getting ready to take you there. I wait for Ruby to trumpet with joy, but instead, she just stares at the box in silence. I'm not sure you understand. That box might be taking you to a place where there are other elephants, I say. A place with more room and humans who care about you. But even as I say the words, I remember with a shudder that the last box I was in. I don't want a zoo, Ruby says. I want you and Bob and Julia. This is my home. No, Ruby, this is your prison. Poking and prodding. The lady comes again, and she brings an animal doctor with an awful smell and a dangerous-looking bag. He spends an hour with Ruby poking and prodding, and he looks at her eyes, her feet, and her trunk. When he's done with Ruby, he enters my cage, and I wish I could hide under not tag like Bob. Instead, I do a nice loud chest beat, and after a moment, the doctor retreats. We're going to need to put this one under, he says. I'm not sure, quite sure what that means, but I strut around my cage, feeling victorious anyways. No painting. No one asks me to paint today. No one asks Ruby to perform. There are no shows, no visitors, unless you count the protesters. Max stays in his office all day. More boxes. I wake up from a long morning nap. Bob is on my belly, but he isn't asleep. He's watching the ring where four men are placing a large metal box. It's me-sized. What's that? I ask, still blurry from my sleep. Bob nuzzles my chin. I believe that box is for you, my friend. I'm not sure what he means. Me? They brought in a bunch of boxes while you were sleeping. Looks to me like they're taking the whole lot of you, he says casually, licking a paw. Even Thelma. Taking, I repeat. Taking us where? Well, some to the zoo, probably. Others to an animal shelter where humans will try to find them homes. Bob shakes himself. So I guess all good things must come to an end, huh? His voice is bright, but his eyes are far away and sad. I'm going to miss you. Miss your stomach, big guy. Bob shuts his eyes, and he makes an odd noise in his throat. But what about you, I ask. I can't tell if Bob's just pretending to sleep, but he doesn't answer. I gaze at a huge shadowy box, and suddenly I understand how Ruby feels. I don't want to go into that box. The last time I was in a box, my sister died. Goodbye. When George and Julia come that night, George doesn't get his mop or his broom. He gathers up his tools and belongings while Julia runs to my cage. This is the last night, Ivan, she says, and she presses her palm to my glass. Mac fired my dad. Tears slip down her cheeks. But the zoo lady said maybe they'll have an opening there in a while, cleaning cages and stuff. I walk to the glass that separates us, and I put my hand where Julia's is, palm to palm, finger to finger, and my hand is bigger, but they're not so very different. I'm going to miss you, Julia says, and Ruby and Bob. But this is a good thing, really, it is. You deserve a different life. I stare into her dark eyes, and I wish I had words for her. Sniffling, she goes to Ruby's cage. Have a good life, Ruby, she says. Ruby makes a little rumbling sound, and she puts her trunk between her bars and touches Julia's shoulder. Where is Bob anyway? Julia asks, and she looks around. under tables in my cage, by the trash can. Dad, she calls, have you seen Bob? Bob? Nope, George says. Julia's brow wrinkles. What's going to happen to him, Dad? What if Max shuts down the whole mall? He says he's going to try to keep it open without the animals, George says. He stuffs his hand in his pockets. I'm worried about Bob, too, but he's a survivor. You know what, Dad? Julia gets a gleam in her eye. Bob could live with us. Mom loves dogs, and he would keep her company. And, Jules, I'm not even sure I have a job yet. I may not even be able to feed you, let alone some mutt. My dog walking money. Sorry, Jules. Julia nods. I understand. And she starts to leave, then runs back to my cage. I almost forgot. This is for you, Ivan. She slips me a piece of paper into the cage. It's a drawing of Ruby and me. We're eating yogurt raisins. Ruby is playing with another baby elephant, and I'm holding hands with a lovely gorilla. She has red lips and a flower in her hair. I look, as I always do in Julia's pictures, like an elegant fellow, but something is different about this drawing. In this picture, I am smiling. Click. The door to my cage is propped open. I can't stop staring at it. My door. Open. The giant box has been moved, and it's open too. The humans have pushed it up against my doorways. If I walk through my door, I enter their box. The zoo lady, whose name is Maya, is here again. Click. Yogurt raisins. Click. Tiny marshmallow. Click. Ripe papaya. Click. Apple slice. How, hour after hour, click after click, I look over at Ruby and she waits to see what I will do. I touch the box. I sniff the dark interior where a ripe mango awaits. Click, click, click. I have to do it. Ruby is watching me from between the bars of her cage, and this box is the way out. I step inside. An idea. After I leave the box, I step back into my cage. I get an idea, a good one. I tell Bob he can sneak into my box with me and live at the zoo. Have you forgotten? I'm a wild beast, Ivan, he says, sniffing the floor for crumbs. I am untamed, undaunted. Bob samples a piece of celery and spits it out. Besides, they'd notice. Humans are dumb, but they're not that dumb. Respect. Ivan, Ruby says, do you think the other elephants will like me? I think they'll love you, Ruby. You'll be part of their family. Do you think the other gorillas will like you? Ruby asks. I'm a silverback, Ruby, a leader. I pull back my shoulders and hold my head up high. They don't have to like me. They have to respect me. Even as I tell her this, I wonder if I can ever command their respect. I haven't had much practice being a real gorilla, much less a silverback. Do you think the other elephants will know my jokes? Will know any jokes? If they don't, I tell her, you can teach them. Ruby flaps her ears. She flicks her tail. You know what, Ivan? What? I ask. I think I'm going to go in the box tomorrow. I gaze at her fondly. I think that's a good idea, and I think Stella would have agreed. Do you think the other elephants will know how to play tag? I love tag. Me too, I say, and I think of my nimble sister racing through the brush, always just out of my reach.